Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. The word of God for our study here is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the gospel of our Lord. In the name of Christ Jesus, who has given to each of us the privilege to be his very own, to serve him in his kingdom, to be fishers of people. My dear Christian friends, in a tiny little village in the northernmost part of Norway, the inhabitants there live for about 2 months of the year without any direct sunlight, from about late November through late January. Well, toward the end of what is called the polar night, the inhabitants of that village will gather together on a high hill just outside of their town and watch for the first dawning of light. And as soon as it comes, quickly after, it leaves. But that's enough for the inhabitants of that town because it gives them a glimpse of that sunshine that they had been missing for so long. It fills their hearts with hope for even more to come. Well, in our lesson here, Luke gives us a glimpse of glory, of a light that far outshines any kind of light we will ever see on the face of the earth. Through God's word here, we're going to catch a glimpse of the glory of the Son of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. Through God's word, we see the glory of Jesus. We see that glory in a miraculous catch of fish, but we also will see that glory in the miraculous catching of people for his kingdom. Speaking of fishing, right away in our lesson, we see what kind of fishing Jesus enjoyed. No, it wasn't ice fishing. No, it wasn't trolling. But rather, he enjoyed, as always, fishing for people, casting out the net of his word so that people might be drawn into his kingdom. We see him doing that kind of fishing at the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Lake of Gennesaret. But because there were so many people pressing in on him, he asked one of his disciples, Peter, who was an experienced fisherman who had a boat right there, to put him in that boat and put out a little bit from the shoreline so that he could preach and teach to the people who were there. Well, after Jesus cast out the net of his word for a while, he suddenly had an unusual request. He asked of Peter, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Now, you have to remember that this was the stepson of a carpenter telling an experienced professional fisherman how to do his job. That would be like me asking a car mechanic how he should fix my car. It's not going to work. Or it'd be like a professional painter telling a plumber how to do his job. And Jesus' request was rather unusual. He was asking Peter to put out the nets in the middle of the day, and any experienced fisherman back then knew that the best time of day was in the evening as the fish came in to feed so that they could throw out their nets and catch them. Nor did they throw out their nets into the deep waters. Rather, those nets were intended for shallow water so that they could sink to the bottom of the lake, trap fish under them, and then they would draw them in with cords to catch the fish. They didn't have commercial fishing liners out back then. They had these deep nets that went down to hundreds of feet. This was an unusual request, but in his request, there was a promise. Jesus said, for a catch. Now Peter, who had witnessed some of Jesus' miracles already, who had listened to Jesus' teaching, caught that promise. And it was enough to spur faith in his heart so that his response to Jesus was this: Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets for a catch. And that, my friends, is the definition of faith. It's simply taking Jesus at his word. Peter took Jesus at his word that even though these circumstances were unusual, they would catch some fish. And that is what God calls us to do as well, to take him at his word. As the Bible says, these things are written, that is what's in his Bible, are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. So Peter trusted in Jesus and his promise, but it would seem that he underestimated Jesus' promise. Perhaps he thought in his mind, well, maybe Jesus knows we'll catch a good load of fish, maybe a few basketfuls so that I can sell them in the marketplace and take some home for my family. But he was shocked and astonished, together with his fellow fishermen, when we learned this in our lesson. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. You can picture these burly fishermen who were experienced suddenly realizing that things were out of control. Their nets were so full, their muscles were bulging, the nets were starting to tear. They had to call another boat in, and both of their boats were so full with those flopping fish everywhere that they were starting to take on water. And these were not puny little boats. These were not dinghies or rowboats. These were big enough to carry at least 10 to 12 men across the Sea of Galilee. And right at that moment, Peter realized that Jesus was revealing his true self, his true glory, that he was more than just some mere prophet or man, but it was none other than the Son of God, the Savior, powerful in word and in deed. That the Son of God who had created those fish had suddenly made those fish to appear in that net. They all knew that this was a miraculous catch of fish. And as we ponder that miraculous catch of fish, we find comfort and hope for ourselves. For we are reminded here tonight, my friends, that that same Savior who was at work that day is still at work in our lives, doing astounding miracles. He's already done an astounding miracle for each of us. That Son of God, our Savior, took every single one of our sins, all of them. He took them completely away at the cross of Calvary. And when he died, he raised himself back to life and conquered death for us all, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We believe in those miracles. And just believing in those miracles is a miracle in and of itself, because we did not enter this world naturally relying on Jesus and looking to him for salvation. Rather, we entered into this world thinking that we could fix things on our own and do it all on our own and save ourselves, which, if you think about it, is rather ridiculous. It would be like me seeing a leaking pipe in the basement and taking some duct tape and roll wrapping it around there and thinking that was good enough. No, our Lord in his love did a miracle. Through his law, he confronted us and showed us, be holy as the Lord your God is holy, and showed us that we cannot fix ourselves. But then in his love took another powerful message, that good news of our Savior Jesus Christ, a Savior who lived and died and rose again for us, and called us into his kingdom, gathered us into the net of his love and forgiveness. That Savior and his powerful words and actions are still at work in our lives today. That Savior gave us a glimpse of his glory in that miraculous catch of fish, but he also gives us a glimpse of his glory in the miraculous catching of people for his kingdom. A privilege that he has given to you and me. We're told in our lesson that as soon as this miraculous catch took place, Peter was overwhelmed. Our lesson says, when Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." He was not only overwhelmed by the miracle, he was also overwhelmed by the fact that he was standing in the presence of the Son of God, and he had no business being there. He realized he was an unworthy man, full of sin. But remember Jesus' response. He said to Peter, "Don't be afraid." As though to say, "Don't be afraid, Peter. The sins of the past have been forgiven. Your present is an exciting thing. Your future is filled with purpose." And he revealed to Peter what his new purpose in life would be. He said to Peter, "From now on, you will catch men." And doesn't this interchange between Peter and Jesus comfort each of us? How many of us sometimes feel like Peter or like Isaiah in our Old Testament lesson, feel as though we're unfit and unworthy to be members of God's household and servants of the Lord? Maybe we feel unworthy because we know of all those missed opportunities. Those opportunities where we could have let our Christian life show forth with our words and actions, but it didn't happen with the people around us. Or we missed that opportunity to speak openly about the hope that we have in Jesus with someone. Or perhaps we feel that we're unfit and unworthy because we don't feel like we have anything to offer as far as our resources or the talents or gifts that God has given to us. My friends, if that's the way you feel, if you feel you are unfit and unworthy to serve the Lord, remember his words. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. As far as the east is from the west, so far I have removed your sins from you. Don't be afraid. You're not here to face these challenges on your own. I promise my disciples, and I promise you now, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Don't be afraid. Just as I strengthened and helped these average people to do extraordinary things, so I give you my Holy Spirit, who has already brought you into my kingdom to help you, to nurture you, to guide you in all your ways. Don't be afraid. I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Don't be afraid. Your job is rather simple. Just cast that net of God's word out to the world around you, to the people around you. Invite them to hear God's word. And just like I gathered those fish into that net that one day, so I will gather people through that word into my kingdom, all to my glory. Remember those people in Norway? Remember how that little glimpse of light gave them hope for more to come? So it is with Jesus here tonight. In his love, he has given us a glimpse of glory that fills our hearts with joy. We see his glory in that net of fish, showing us that we have a Savior who is powerful in word and action, and that's the Savior that we serve. But we also see his glory in the miraculous way that he continues to catch people and gather people into his kingdom, and that he has called us to follow him. Knowing that this is the Savior that we serve, we pray that the Lord would make us just as eager as those disciples to follow him and to say with the prophet Isaiah, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen.